This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The pandemic did a real number on the music industry. Venues closed, musicians and producers and studio engineers were out of work for months at a time. Now, though, music is back. The superstars have been touring, of course. See also Beyonce and Taylor Swift. Indie artists, too, though. Even the really indie artists. That is today's installment of our series, My Economy.
I am Sarah King. I'm a musician, and I'm currently in Bozeman, Montana, but I am on the road this summer. I decided to become a musician full-time in the middle of the pandemic, actually, which is not a great time to decide to be someone whose job depends on putting a lot of people in small places. But I went full-time in September 2021, and I've been full-time since then. If I had to describe the touring situation in one word, roller coaster. I think because, yeah, there are some really high highs, really low lows. There are some big challenges. There are big wins. There are tons of people trying to tour after the pandemic when we couldn't really get out. You know, we're all singing to the little green dot on our computers for a while, and now everyone's out there touring. So it's been challenging. A lot of venues have a lot more artists trying to play shows than they have dates available. A lot of venues closed during the pandemic, and so that limits opportunities for like mid-level artists like me who might not, you know, I'm not at Taylor Swift level, so I'm not going to be selling those type of tickets. For this tour right now, I am touring by myself for the simple reason that it's the most financially sustainable way to tour, actually. So that is a little challenging because I am the driver. I am the, you know, the person who books the lodging. I'm the one who makes sure that we get food. I'm the one who makes sure that I get to the venue on time. So that is actually, I think, more challenging than traveling with a group. It is really challenging to cut through the noise. There's, you know, every day there's a new like, oh, try this TikTok trend or, you know, write a song like this. And I honestly don't think that it's worth trying to follow those trends. I think the better thing to cut through the noise is like stay true to yourself, write songs or play songs that have a lot of meaning to you. When I write a song that like is really meaningful for me and hits a lot of big emotions, those are the songs that people come up after and they're like, you made me cry. You made me feel something like, oh my goodness, I didn't even know I was holding on to that, you know? And that to me is what makes this worth it. And that's why I'm like, I have to keep doing this. I have to keep pursuing this.
That was Sarah King on tour somewhere on the roads of Montana. You know, this series only works with you and your help. So tell us what's going on in your economy, would you? You can do that at marketplace.org/myeconomy.